another victim of a U.S.-led nighttime raid. Wali Khan was shot dead by U.S. forces right after they burst into his home. The U.S. military said they initially told the man killed in the raid was a militant, but after further investigation, they admitted he was not. Now, all that has left to Khan's family is a picture of him. His family is now demanding justice.
We not only call on our government to bring those who are responsible for his death, but we also want an immediate withdrawal of all foreign troops from our country.
The raid caused a uproar in this family at that night. Most of them are still in shock. Others in this family were handcuffed and then badly tortured. These survivors of the raid also blame the American forces for stealing their $1,000 too during the raid. Yes, it's not a huge amount of money, but for a poor family like this, it is.
Foreign troops not only kill innocent civilians during the nighttime raids here, but they also steal our money. That's why we call them the big criminals.
Now, no one in this house likes the foreign troops. Resentment and fear is felt very much here. But it's not an isolated incident. We were shown the graves of many other local villagers near where Wali Khan was laid to rest, who were also killed in such nighttime raids.
We are being threatened both by militants and foreign troops. There is a large number of Afghan and foreign forces here. But bombers can make their way easily inside.
However, this one came in a very sensitive time. It has also greatly angered the Afghan government because US forces are not allowed anymore to enter and search Afghans' homes. This has been recently angered both by Washington and Kabul.
Afghans here are saying it wouldn't be tolerated anymore that foreign troops enter into their homes at night time. Such calls have been repeatedly made by President Hamid Karzai, but it seems U.S. forces are not willing to stop their raids. They describe them as the major part of their mission in this country. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Helmand.